Cynthia Sartu is executive director of Healthy Gulf, one of the environmental groups suing to stop the leases from moving forward. Cynthia, welcome. Good to speak with you.
Good to talk to you.
If these leases were allowed to move forward, what would the environmental impact have been?
If these leases continue, we are chaining ourselves to the oil and gas industry essentially for 40 or 50 years, maybe more. So the real question here is, if we are going to address the impacts of climate change, we need to take time to determine what the path forward is. And we need to pause on oil and gas development, or not development, but lease sales.
Mm. The judge had said that the Trump administration's analysis of how it would affect emissions, the environment, and then, of course, climate change, that it was wrong. From your perspective, I'm sure you've looked at this as well. What was wrong about that analysis?
They just essentially said, at some point, we would sell these leases and oil and gas development would move forward, which is not, in fact, an accurate statement. There's nothing that says we have to move forward with oil and gas. So they simply presumed that the impacts were going to happen no matter what, and then underestimated the impacts that, in fact, would occur from the emissions that would come onshore and offshore from the development of these leases.
So the Biden administration here, this is worth noting, had promised to stop new drilling, but in this case said that its hands were tied legally, that it had to move forward with these leases after a group of states that wanted the drilling to happen won a previous court ruling. Are you satisfied with the way that President Biden is handling this issue?
I mean, I've been concerned. It does not seem like there's a serious effort to really look at what our energy future should be and how we proceed forward. I know that they were in litigation with states like Louisiana, and that a judge did rule that they should move forward. But I think that there are arguments they could have made that they didn't. So, you know, I would say that I'm not altogether happy with the way things have gone.
Isn't it complicated, though? The head of the National Ocean Industries Association represents offshore drilling and also wind companies, said after this ruling that at a time of uncertainty and rapidly rising energy prices, that U.S. oil and gas production is more important than ever. As you know, your region's economy it depends on oil and gas industry jobs. And if you put an end to drilling in the Gulf, where would you get the energy from?
Well, I mean, I think this is a myth that they've been spreading. There are 12 million leased acres in the Gulf of Mexico. So the fact is that this ruling is not going to stop drilling, A. B, the oil and gas industry has produced less and less economic benefit. They've laid off thousands of workers. And so it gives us time to pause and make a transition to a clean energy future.
Is there any drilling on federal land or in federal waters that would be acceptable to your group?
Well, I mean, we have not opposed some of the drilling out there. We have 2 million acres under production right at the moment. We have 40,000 miles of pipeline. So it's not like people have stopped them from oil and gas development. The question is, what does the future look like?
What does the future look like to you?
I think the future looks like trying to transition both the coastal economies and the energy industry to a clean energy future, which has good paying jobs and still continues to provide energy. That does not mean there's going to be no oil and gas development in the next 10 years or the next 20 years, but we need to start making a transition. And for us in the Gulf, it's really pretty critical because we are at ground zero for climate change. I mean, we have communities that are already losing their homes. You know, we need to try to figure out how we produce energy in a clean and safe way that does not fuel climate change.
Cynthia Sartu is executive director of Healthy Gulf, speaking with us about oil and gas leases in the Gulf of Mexico, put on hold last week by a federal judge. Cynthia, thank you very much.
Thank you.